Hello and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar of the Catholic community. It is the 28th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle C.
When I was an undergrad, I was very involved with the campus ministry, so I was asked to help set up a wedding. It took place at the Newman Center where I was at, and the couple themselves were intimately involved with the ministry. So, of course, I said yes. Now, I knew both of them pretty well, I thought. But the moment I met his family, there was something odd. On the day of the wedding, I was setting up some chairs for the reception, and one of the brothers of the groom came up to me and he asked me where the bathroom was. So I told him, and he left without saying thank you. About an hour later, another one of his brothers came up to me asking me to help him put together his tuxedo. And being the nice guy that I was at the time, I helped him put his tuxedo on. He honestly thought he should put his cummerbund over his head, and I was like, no, puts around your waist. So I put them together and such, and after I was done, he got up from his chair and left without saying thank you. Then I met the groom's sister. There were seven kids. And she needed help with some flowers from the truck into the chapel. And being the nice guy that I was at the time, I put everything down, went to the truck, and hauled about 3 or 4 boxes of flowers into the chapel. And when I finally put the final box down in front of the sanctuary, she looked at me and walked away without saying thank you. In today's readings, we meet Naaman, the general of the Syrian army. He had just been cured of leprosy by the guidance of the Jewish prophet Elisha. A non-Israelite of high military rank seeks help from the lowly prophet in some backwater country, in some backwater town, and is miraculously cured. Naaman, the great general from Syria, goes to a nobody like Elisha, and is cured of his diseases. And because of this miracle, Naaman is untiringly thankful to the prophet. Naaman is incredibly thankful, trying to do anything and everything he can do to say thank you. Everything and anything he can do for Elisha's benefit. He is so thankful, in fact, that he literally takes a little bit of Israel along with him, taking a couple carts of soil so he can worship God on Israel's earth. Naaman, the outsider, is thankful for all that Elisha has done, everything that God has done in his life. In today's gospel, we meet another outsider. Like our general, he has a disease. He has leprosy. Like our general, he is an outsider. And like our general, he puts himself at the feet of a prophet, this time the feet of Jesus Christ himself, and thanks him for his powerful gifts of healing and wholeness. The leper in today's gospel was a man who found that he, an outsider, was cured by the God of Israel. And he was so thankful that he put himself at the feet of Jesus Christ. Yet we also notice who is missing. We notice who is not there. It was the outsider who gave thanks to God. The other 9 lepers did not present themselves to Jesus and gave Jesus thanks. Those who supposedly have a closer relationship with God, those who supposedly have a firm and dynamic and a wonderful and intimate relationship with God, are the same ones who never said thank you. those persons whom we suppose to love God above all things, those persons whom we are supposed to be put together, those persons with whom we think are the insiders, are the ones that never said thank you. Which camp are we? Now, St. Thomas Aquinas, the great Dominican doctor, in examining the Eucharist, always returns to the point that the Eucharist is the medicine for the soul. The medicine for the soul. The Eucharist is the elixir of life, the bread of salvation, the one and only thing that will bring us to wholeness and to healing. The Eucharist is medicine. However, can we even acknowledge our sickness in the first place? Simply because of the wound of original sin, we're all sick. We all need healing in some way. We're all not perfect. We're all not worthy for the reward of heaven. We're sick. We need healing. We need wholeness. We need holiness. Can we come to the altar and ask God for spiritual healing? Can we come to Jesus Christ, that divine physician, and put ourselves at his feet and find ourselves healed? Which camp are we? Can we acknowledge our sickness and come to the doctor of life? Or are we simply presumptuous that Jesus will heal us simply because he knows our name? Eucharistia, from the Greek, meaning thanksgiving, the word in which we get Eucharist. May we always find ourselves then, always find ourselves thankful, coming to the divine physician, curing all our diseases, making us whole, making us happy, making us holy.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning, and Experiences, or mail us at the Catholic community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, O.P., Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.